Why does God plant us in churches? It's to afford us that opportunity to work for Him. That's why it's important we meet together as a church so that we receive the blessing. So when the word of God, the rhema, comes like this, the word has come. In the word is the blessing. The moment you receive the word, great grace is imparted for that which must be accomplished. So there is the informative dimension of the Bible and there's the revelatory dimension of the Bible. The revelation shows you what you must do to experience the hand of God. So when the word comes in the revelatory dimension, there is instruction.
Now, your word in season.
Amen. All right. So yesterday I started to share with you on developing our skill in handling the word of God, righteousness. Okay. Then I told you that skill is not imparted. Skill must be what? Developed through training. So spiritual maturity can never be imparted. You can say, oh, this person is matured spiritually. Let him impart some unto me. And sadly, that is what is happening with a lot of believers. They don't want to grow. They don't want to mature, you know. And because of that, they are tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. You realize that they are not grounded in the truth. But that is not what the Lord wants us to be. He wants us to grow. He wants us to mature. He wants us to be responsible believers who bear fruit. And He wants us to be skillful in handling the word of righteousness. All right? Tonight, because of time, I'm just adding maybe one or two details. Then tomorrow, would end it up. Okay? Not really end it, but then get to a certain point. So yesterday, we read from Romans chapter 15, verse 4. Do you remember? Okay, so let's read it again. Thank you, Jesus. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, and through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. So, to ignore the scriptures, you are actually forfeiting patience and comfort. All right? Patience means endurance. There's a special grace that is imparted when you open yourself up to the scriptures, that you have the grace to endure. Many believers don't like hard times. But the fact is that temptations, trials, sufferings are part of the curriculum unto maturity. You can never dodge them. The fact is that without things to suffer, you will not learn obedience. Without things to suffer, you will not learn obedience. So whether you like it or not, you see, endurance exists, patience exists, because there are things that will come to try your faith. Temptations, trials, persecutions. I hope you are getting the point. You can't run away from them. But whilst you are enduring, there is also, the scriptures also offers comfort. The key word for comfort is it offers encouragement. So grace to endure, then encouragement. Do you understand? These two put together will produce for you what? Hope. So you don't lose hope. So in the NIV, let's read it in the NIV. You will see the words endurance and encouragement there. Good. Look at this. For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us. To teach us. So that through endurance and encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope. Endurance and encouragement. If there was nothing to suffer, why do we need endurance? If there was nothing to go through, why do we need endurance? And then when he speaks about strong meat belonging to those that are of full age, how do you come to full age without going through some things? Now, everybody who can chew meat knows that you went through the pain of some of your teeth going off and the pain of the dodomsin coming out. Has your dodomsin, like, a dodomsin appearing to enable you to chew strong meat? Charlie? Realize that it's not simple like that. You see, the fact is that you can suck milk without it. Every milk you drink after your teeth has come is actually useless. So a lot of us, we drink milk for entertainment. For just, I mean, the you know, just to satisfy our cravings. But when we talk about, you cannot survive on milk, you are grown. Are you getting that? All right. So then, there's one key word that comes out when we start to talk about patience and comfort, or endurance and encouragement. Everything we go through, there is that which we gain. We gain something called experience. What do we call it? Experience. I said, because of time, just adding one detail, okay? Just one detail. Experience. Now, experience. You know, have you heard the word, they said experience is the best teacher?
Yes.
Experience is not the best teacher. The Holy Spirit is the best teacher. But after the Holy Spirit, experience is the next. Because experience will teach you the things you experience, will teach you certain things that nothing else will teach you. There are things you will never learn by knowledge until you experience certain things. That's why sometimes we say we learned it the hard way. Have you heard such things? You see, but the thing is that there are things you cannot but learn the hard way, because the Lord will permit you to go through some hard ways because you must mature. Maturity does not come easy. That's why Christians who just want cheap things, they don't mature. So for example, do you know that as you are seated here tonight, do you know your maturity level is in a certain dimension? The way it rained part that you are here, that this rain should discourage anybody that doesn't have a car. Yeah. Even some of us that have cars, the kind of traffic we've been in and the dodging that we had to dodge. You will go through certain things. So I just want to read you 2, 3, 4 scriptures and show you experience, patience. You see that wherever patience is, you see that there's endurance there. There is comfort there, because Charlie, if you are not comforted, you will give up. But that trial is what is producing the maturity. And it is in only that experience that you use the word of righteousness. You develop the skill. Because in that moment, the only thing that will keep you are the scriptures, the word of righteousness. So, for every situation, there's a word of righteousness for it. Are you following the thing? Now, I said 2, 3, 4 scriptures, right? But it is just 2, 4, 3, 4, 2, 4. The first one. Let's go, Romans chapter 5, verse 3 to 5. Now, look at something. Paul the apostle was talking about the things that he jubilates in. Now, okay, let's read from verse 2 so that you can appreciate what he was saying. By whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. So we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. But verse 3, and not only so, we don't only rejoice in hope of the glory of God, but we glory in tribulation. What is tribulation? Amanihunu. Knowing that when you go through tribulation, what does it work?
It works patience.
It works patience. Then look at what patience also works. Then patience works what? Experience. Experience. You will have certain experience. Because what you are enduring, you are gaining experience. Are you following the thing? An experience, that's what? Hope. That means where comfort is needed is in the experiences you go through. So basically, what we read in Romans 15 is the same thing we are reading here. Patience, comfort, hope. Patience, experience, hope. But what do you need the patience for? You are going through tribulation. What do you need comfort for? Because of what you are experiencing, you must be comforted. Then when patience and comfort meet, hope. Then he says something. Verse 5. He says, go, and hope maketh not ashamed. Because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. So now when your hope in God is intact, and remember, hope is bigger than faith. Faith is for now. Hope is for tomorrow. That's why he says, faith is the substance of things we hope for. And if we hope for something, that means our eyes have not seen it yet. Are you? Gadash. The second scripture. Then if we're able to join everything together tonight, fine. If not, tomorrow. James chapter 1. The book of James chapter 1. Remember, no trial, no temptation, no suffering came to destroy you. No experience in the child of God's life is meant to destroy him. It is important for maturity. It is important for the developing of your skill in the word of what? Righteousness. In handling the word of righteousness. Am I communicating at all? Now, James chapter 1, verse 3 says, knowing this, that the trying of your faith, it worketh what? But when we read in Romans 5, he said, what works patience? Tribulation, and he says, trying of your faith. So, what comes to try your faith? Tribulation, trials, temptations. Who likes trials? And they can take different forms and sizes. Different shapes. So, the trying of your faith worketh patience. Then what else? Then he says, verse 4. But let patience have her perfect work. Patience has endurance through what you are going through. It has a work it must accomplish. When it has done her perfect work in you, you will be what? Perfect and what? Entire. Wanting nothing. That means you come to the place where you realize that, oh, so after all, I didn't need all this to survive. Oh, so after all I need is God. Then you see that you have matured. Because in that moment, the only thing you held on to was the word of God. Was the word of God. And after it, you find out that it's the word of God that has kept you. Are you following the thing? Give this to us in New International Version, NIV. You will see the word mature there. No, go. No. Like we started reading from verse 3, right? Because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. That's why baby Christians really don't understand the principle of losing to gain. So the moment there is a demand to lose, they get shaky. But in our kingdom, until there is sacrifice, until there is losing, you do not gain anything. Am I? Then he says, perseverance must finish its work so that you may be what? Come on, mention the word for me. And what? Not lacking. That means, Charlie, when we look at you, all the nutrients, everything will be intact. Because you've gone through some things. Gadash. All right. I said, how many scriptures? 2, 3, 4. So I've read how many? Oh, then we are left with two more. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 8. So, his aim is that you mature and become complete. So, there is nothing that comes to you that has the power to destroy you. All right? But then, you will mature in the process. Am I communicating at all? Okay. Hebrews 5, 8. Look, this is about Jesus. Let's read this. He says, though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. Oh, so, Jesus, the Son of the living God, had to learn obedience. He had to learn obedience. What is obedience? Obedience simply means he had to learn submission. He had to learn how to comply with God. Compliance. Are you getting the point? And as a child of God, how do we know you are maturing? Your compliance with God, your submission to God. Huh? Do you know self-control is suffering? Share. And all the time me can't suffering. I'm saying, what do you mean? Baby, what do you mean? Or you are thinking about suffering, sickness, and no. By his stripes, you were healed. Suffering, complying with God, submitting to God. Jesus learned, he learned obedience, he learned submission by the things which he suffered. Jesus didn't suffer sickness. So, what were some of the things Jesus suffered? And the Bible says he learned obedience. Jesus had to learn obedience. He was taught obedience by the things he suffered. Are you here? In the midst of learning obedience, he was having experiences. And in those experiences, he had to be skillfully using the word of righteousness. So, he was driven of the spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And whilst he was being tempted, he was suffering two things at the same time. Fasting and temptation. Fasting is suffering. So much that he so has fasted, he's experienced this tough time. Then the devil comes and says, if you are the Son of God, this is stone, turn it into bread. Now, the man had to, by reason of use, have his senses exercised to discern between good and evil. What was he using? When it was time to defeat the devil, what came out of him? It is written. Huh? Are you getting what I'm trying to say? At that moment, what did he learn there? He learned to submit to God. So now he didn't bow to the devil. Please, you want to grow? You want to mature? Welcome temptations. That's why a young man that has not passed the temptation of not sleeping with a lady that is not the wife, you've not passed anything. You've not started. That is why fornication is... Have you seen where my hand is? If you don't pass that, which one would you pass? I think people don't like it when I talk this way. So, it doesn't matter, the person is a man of God. If he still falls at that one, look, he's nothing. He's in the realm of the spirit. He's nothing. He's down there. Temptation. Temptation comes, he cannot pass that one. So, if we will grow and mature, babes need milk. That means, as you grow, higher temptations will come. Else you will not learn obedience. And the true proof of maturity is obedience. You have now learned to submit to God. I think I must end here. Can you imagine Jesus learned obedience by the things he suffered? So if Jesus had to suffer to learn obedience, whom am I? That means in the training college of God, there is nothing like you are free from things you must suffer. And the thing is that some of us go through repetition. You repeat the class. Yes, so some Christians repeat classes. Repeating classes. For example, let's say there's a problem. And instead of praising, you complained. Ah, you didn't pass. You didn't learn obedience by what you were suffering. You rather complained. You didn't learn how to submit to God. And say, Lord, let your will be done. Lord, show me, what do you want me to do now? You, instead of doing that, that is why he said that if any of you lack wisdom, in that period, let him ask. Because in that period, you need wisdom to speak the right thing. That's why he says, we speak wisdom. Not as man's wisdom teacheth, but as the Holy Ghost teacheth. And what does the Holy Ghost teach? The scripts teach.
God bless you for listening to today's message. If you want to give your heart to Christ, just say this short confession after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe in you. I believe you died, and on the third day, you were raised back to life, and you are alive. I confess with my mouth that Jesus, you are Lord. You are the Lord of my life. Even from this day forth, precious Spirit of God, help me to live for the Lord all the days of my life. God bless you. If you said that confession, you are a child of God. Make sure you are planted in a church that will raise you in the Word of God so that you become a tree of righteousness that will bear fruit to the glory of God. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with my Pastor Christian. We believe you have been refreshed by the Shepherd's Stream for a glorious living in Christ Jesus. You can get the messages of the man of God, Pastor Christian, on Facebook, Telegram, YouTube, Podcast, or Podcast Addict, all at My Pastor Christian or Shepherd's Stream Church. You may also call our helpline for the messages and the books of Pastor Christian and for pure pastoral counsel and any other inquiry on 0540-953-017, 0540-953-017. We also have the pleasure to invite you to join us in our glorious celebration services this and every Sunday at the Fresh Oil Assembly, Kumasi City Church, KCC, Edum, right opposite the GRA building, behind the Ejaba building. My Pastor Christian also comes your way with Shepherd's Stream prayer session this and every Friday at 6:30 p.m. at the church premise at Edum. You can also join in the prayer session via Facebook Live at My Pastor Christian. Come, pray, and experience the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom. Mm-hmm.